Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our new friend joining us this half hour. Diane Murray is here. Diane is CEO and president of Ally Bank. Ally Bank, you've heard of them, right? Banking is part of the Ally Financial Group. She's responsible for their deposits, for mortgage business, their brand management, and digital strategy. That's the online part, folks. The non-branch banking, right? So we'll get her to talk to us a little bit about that in a little bit. But we've asked her to join us to talk to us about online banking. But I got a few other questions for her. Diane Murray, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here with you today.
It's good to have you here, Diane, and congratulations on your assignment there at Ally. And by the way, until recently, I was one of your customers.
Well, thank you for being a customer.
I paid my loan off. How about that?
Okay.
I had a car. I bought an SUV and paid it off. So everything. I think you guys were happy. So I might be back one of these days. Who knows?
Yeah, please come back.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
So, okay, the banking industry is a little bit of a basket case right now, it seems to me. You've got demographic issues with all the different generations who have different expectations and proclivities. We've got the regulatory state that's just eating especially resident banks alive. You guys with the online banking sector is shaking things up. This is a pretty crazy time in the banking industry in a lot of ways, isn't it?
It really is. And for us at Ally, we really think that there's just been an incredible shift in consumer behavior, and that shift is really impacting everything that consumers do, including banking. And so, when we think about how mobile and online commerce has taken over, and all of us as consumers really just continue to demand higher functionality and convenience through, desktop experiences and mobile experiences, banking has just followed along. There's a really interesting stat that, by 2021, online banking will serve over 81% of people
Financial
services.
Well, I'm a baby boomer and in the upper quartile of the age range. And so, I remember when everything was done inside the bank, and regular checks and all that kind of stuff. But I do a lot. Actually almost all of our banking we do electronically here.
Right, and to your point about this, changing demographic, what we found is that online banks like Ally really appeal across all the demographic segments. We have a pretty even split of boomers and Gen Xers and then certainly millennials. And I always talk about, my dad is a target customer compared to my nephew.
Right.
And there are some things that transcend all demographic and age brackets, which is make it easy for me, give me great value, and let me bank on my terms.
But you're 100% virtual, aren't you?
We are 100% virtual. And quite frankly, we love that because what we found is we've been able to invest in our digital, web properties and mobile properties and our customer service through our call center. But that is a far lower cost operating model than a traditional brick and mortar bank. And as a result of that, we can translate those savings back to our consumers in the form of higher savings rates, lower fees on their products and services, and our customers have really just gravitated to that, and it's really taken hold.
Well, your product lines. I mean, I was telling the audience in the earlier part of the hour when I told them you were coming, that the the predecessor of Ally Bank was GMAC.
Correct.
And GMAC was basically a car loan company. But you guys are into mortgages and can I operate a deposit account with Ally?
Absolutely.
Ally could be like my full bank. I know you got mortgages and everything. I could have my personal checking account there and everything.
All your banking needs, whether it's saving, checking, bill
right.
payment, CDs. I mean, we have a full suite of deposit products.
And so, folks, hold on to that thought, Diane. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll come back with more to come. I got some more questions for Diane Murray with Ally Bank. But this is the traditional bankers, the financial institutions, call Ally and companies like them the fintech, financial technology organizations. And when you hear them talk about it, that's the term they use. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Diane Murray. She's with Ally.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.